Well, let's try to clarify your ideas. First of all, that is approaching is not a comet. It is a planet that holds atomic internal activity, emits energy particles as a weak sun, but the surface is cold, around minus 40 degrees. Is it actually a small dwarf star? It is not and never was an icy comet. The iron core of the old moon of Jupiter that I mentioned, you gave it another name, something like Hunda. This caused confusion with this matter of the comet. You give many names for the same thing, it's a bit confusing. The size of this dwarf star counting with its atmosphere of gases is approximately 78.000 kilometers. His route is being monitored by the Community Galactica. Try to offset influences of the planets in your solar system, in the possible route of it. We do not know exactly what they are doing. It is not visible because it emits no heat and no light, so it is hard to see with optical telescopes and even with weak infrared telescopes. It will be clearly visible when illuminated by your sun within approximately 3 months. Question, Geo21 and other mates asks, Mithy, do you know anything about the places on Earth that are going to have serious problems when planet Nibiru pass? For example, what do you know about Europe, Americas, Asia, or anywhere else in the rest of the planet? Geo, it is hard to predict exactly what will happen to the continent since the end of the Community Galactic arrangements were not disclosed to us. By our calculations, you may have very high tides, with up to 300 meters high in some places, if that dwarf star follows the course schedule. Depending on the altitude relative to sea level, groups may be safe. This elevation should be at least twice that or 600 meters. These higher grounds will be like islands during this period. The winds will also be very strong, which requires a shelter that supports at least gusts up to 250 kilometers h. Question, Ron asks, after the Community Galactica officially approves of contact with Earth, will it be possible to meet you in person? I would like to thank you in person for helping us to understand what is happening with the Earth and its surroundings. Ron is going to be a great pleasure for us. Who knows, we may be combining some meetings in your countries after all this happening. We might finally bring together our newest friends for a confraternity. Question, Mithy, what is the name of your home planet? How do you call it? My planet is called Mantuk in the 7th orbit. We have 3 colonies, one in the 5th orbit, called Mantica, another in the 6th orbit, called Sitka, and another in the 8th orbit, called Katman. All are very nice. Mantuk, my planet, is the cultural center, central research labs, and is primarily residential. Mantica has a great richness of soil and an abundant food production. Sitka is where they were transferred almost all our factories. Almost everything we need is produced there. Katman is almost entirely covered with oceans, lakes and forests, an ideal place for raising fish and enjoy the native wildlife, a great place to vacation. Question, Katamu asks, you said that the government will use natural events in order to kill off a large portion of the population. If a list does exist, then I would think that the definition of human disposables would be older humans, diseased humans, humans with any health issues, and humans that have a low IQ. Right? Katama, when I talk about your government, I mean all governments are directly linked to your dominant elites. Of course they will eliminate the poor first. The sick will die easily without resources for their problems. According to what we perceive, that your governments want a large part of hundreds of ethnicities on the planet to be reduced to a maximum of 20. Will be chosen for the stay here only the ones they consider superior. That's what your elite plans, does not mean it will happen because they are being closely observed. Question, Katamu asks, why would the government feel the need to commit genocide if the government has knowledge about the approaching planet X and the pole shift happening in our near future? The government must be well aware that only a 10% survival rate is expected. Right? Katama. Nature action is random. They want to make sure the composition of the final race of the planet is that they define. They want to help Aenacha to do the job of clean up. Large flocks of sheep that they created to sustain them until this point, now are completely disposable. From this point, They want a world totally under control, without any hindrance in the beginning of galactic relationship. This is what they want, not what they will have. This we can assure you. Question. Mithy, Dave here from Timmins, Ontario. What is most important for us to do right now, at this point as a human race? Should we rebel against our monetary values and try to change our corrupt governments? Should I quit my job and live on higher ground? I have always felt more at home in the forest and living of the land instead of working in a dead-end jobs for very little money. I know in the end the choice is mine, but what is your opinion? Dave, at the point where things are, to rebel against your government, it will not solve anything now. What has been damaged has no time for repair. You must lead your life normally. When you start to make sure about the succession of events, your job soon ceases to exist because the planet will stop commercially speaking. Your economy will be stopped for lack of communications, energy, banking, etc. Broken bar. When you start feeling any of these symptoms, check with your family to a place far from great urban centers. Try to isolate themselves in more secure locations. Try creating a chance for survival. Have a plan ready, outlined a script, a previously chosen location. And while nothing happens, follow your normal life, trying not to interfere or alarm those who live around you. Do not be fooled by doctrines imposed, only follow your conscience. Question, Robin asks, Mithy, do you have any known knowledge of any breed of humanoid that have the capability to fly in the atmosphere? Or possess some superhuman strength? Robin, there are lighter humanoid beings that after the sixth level of frequency, levitate without any problem. They do not have to walk if not want to. Our advanced mental powers, which may counteract the magnetic force of the planet with an aura field neutralizer, this field is driven by the mind and works as a normal sense since they are born. They literally can fly. We in the fifth level, we can interact with objects in addition to telepathy, but not yet born with the characteristic of unconditional control of our biofield. Question, Goodman asks, you said that you process fish to protein. I am really surprised that civilization that much advanced than ours still process animals to food. Can you comment on that, please? See Goodman, all of us humanoids, we need certain elements for nutrition. The fish are a form of animal that can be created and developed to such an amendment. There is no kind of problem in this kind of consumption, since consumption is one that maintains the natural balance of that fish species with their environment. There are species that, if are not controlled, lead to overpopulation and the resulting imbalance of their own livelihood. Our consumption is the equilibrium of this ecosystem. There is nothing wrong with this procedure, while we are humanoids. In the third dimension, there is no place for hypocrisy theosophical, in the development of intelligent communities in the universe. We are very far away from divinity. We must provide the necessary elements for our races to develop in equilibrium with nature placed at our disposal to be managed wisely. Question, Zeta Reticuli asks, do you know about the Bible codes? If time travel is not possible, how can information about today and future events be mathematically encoded in a book that contains holographic data that is over 3,000 plus years old? Zeta, I already mentioned the missionaries of the fourth dimension that incarnate on the planet to bring knowledge. Well, the vision they have in the fourth dimension is much broader. One day you will have the opportunity to see. Names, dates and specific events are defined with mathematical precision. By the tendency of ethnicities involved, there is a detailed overview of everything that will tend to occur in the process of development. It is an extremely advanced technique of behavioral study. It's impossible for me to explain because neither I know this processing system details. If some very significant event to happen or not occur, they know almost everything that should occur during the development of any colony, with thousands of years of prediction. If a particular knowledge is introduced in a given period, it can completely change the context of development and future of a colony. Any details entered can cause chain reactions, for better or for worse, so this perfect coordination of blue beings is extremely important to our colonies in the third dimension. There is information that, for more than goodwill that I have, it is impossible to convey to you in your current state of understanding and development. But I hope to make myself understood. It took 8,000 years for us to reach the level 1 and now after 12,000 years reached the level 5 of the third dimension. We started like you, with ethnicity compatible to ours, blending cultures and knowledge to date. The big difference is that the Community Galactica did not exist to help when we moved to level 1, each planet was by itself. You are now passing the 3D basic level 0 for level 1, with some assistance. May thereafter participate in the socialization with other societies humanoids from other galaxies in a short time. Video 41, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 41, May 25, 2011. Question. Mythi, some mates still does not get details about Nibiru, Herculubus, Ilnen, Planet X, Dush, etc. You could patiently explain again about this topic. Please, well friends, as you have many names for the same thing, let's call this system that is approaching only dwarf star now on. We received reports that the Community Galactica will not slow down the dwarf star for 2012 at that time, for various reasons of coordination of orbital order. There would be a dangerous chain reaction from portal gravity that keeps the stability of the Earth to the Sun. Because the dwarf star is already connected with its presence to all the portals of gravity of all the planets from solar system as a whole. Portals of gravity are like tunnels of gravitational energy that keeps the planets tied to their suns. When he was passing a beam of the sun in early September, they will decide on a drastic plan of diversion or not, depending on the reaction of the sun and its influence on final approach orbit of dwarf star. If it continues on, the actual route will pass on schedule, between September and November this year. They had tweaked into their speed, but they've put it back into the original pattern. The comet that you call Hondo and some others that precede the dwarf star may be destroyed by Pleiadian's case is diverted from the route by influencing of dwarf star and consequently attracted by Earth's gravity. It is not important for the balance from system and can be eliminated without major problems. As I mentioned, the dwarf star emits no light, radiation only. You can spotting with infrared telescopes with certain filters to detect radiation because its surface is very cold, does not emit heat or light in the visible spectrum at this distance it is now. It's almost twice the distance of Earth from the Sun at this time. Depending on location, you can see with the naked eye, a very bright star, lit by your Sun, a little before sunrise up in the horizon. This shining star is the dwarf star. In early September, you will see it as a little sun next from your sun, and from that, it will grow exponentially in the vision. See, to date, the Earth is running ahead from dwarf star. After September, Earth will be making its bow in orbit, dwarf star will get closer quickly. In October, it will be facing the Earth, as a large sun now shines, it and its planets. We will follow all of the actions of the Community Galactica to communicate to you what is happening. Lunar bases are being evacuated as a precaution, many devices are being removed, so there should be a great movement of spacecrafts during these months, here in the solar system and in the Antarctic base. Only the portal of intergalactic transport will remain active on the moon for transiting spacecrafts. I hope I have managed to clarify the matter. Question. Cindy asks In an earlier video you mentioned there are two other Earth-like planets getting ready to go through stages in their development. Where are these planets located? How far along are they in their development? Cindy, these planets are here in your own galaxy, a solar system 70 light years away. They are colonies of humanoids, very similar to this one. A planet is like your society 3,000 years ago. The other is like 500 years ago. The ethnic groups sown in these two planets are much smaller in number but are very similar to some of the sown here. These two colonies are in need population development, and those who do not stay here in the Earth will be transferred to one of two according to their frequencies. Question, Todor asks, you said that the new era will begin December 21, 2012 inches. How will we, ordinary people from Earth, feel this change? How will we find out it's happened? Todor, The remnants of the old society, who are here, will fit the new environment over time. This adjustment will be perceived as you start to feel better in the new frequency of the planet. The children who come in this new era will be generated in this new frequency and will have altered DNA to release more power to use the brain. This is time for a society more attuned to the planet, less inequality, and greater solidarity. Question, Tade asks, Mithy, you mentioned your race needed 8,000 years to reach level 1. How are Earthlings doing in this path? How many years did we need? Wouldn't it be better if we all waited another 1,000 years so we could be really ready for level 1? Tade, I guess you have not understood what I said. The 10% that will continue in the planet after December 2012 will be already at level 1. The planet Earth will enter a level 1 and therefore can only be embodied here are those with auras attuned to level 1. You took 12,000 years because many ethnicities here were mixed, many cultures have developed regionally, and many languages have hindered the integration of terrain society as a whole. For this reason that those responsible for crops which have reached a certain level of frequency of aura, had to transfer these groups to their colonies because the Earth had no longer the conditions for continued development of these societies. But the Earth has finally managed to 600 million of the genuinely terrain race for this next step. For you, the development will be easier and faster than it was for us, because we had no help as you will have now. Usually everything is much easier for the younger brother, isn't? Question, Tade asks, also you mentioned that some races can fly and some can communicate telepathically but none asked if they can move objects with their minds, telekinesis, is this possible? Yes, of course. We can move objects. But at level 5 in frequency, there is a harmony between physical and mental capacity. We cannot move objects with our mind, bigger or heavier than we could do physically. If you're weak, we'll move a few pounds. If they are many weak together, can move a ton. The characteristic of expanding the force beyond your physical limits, you only get at the end of level 6 and during the level 7 of frequency in the third dimension. Question, Danan asks, when can we expect our satellite communications to start failing? Will it happen gradually or in one quick event? Danan, your satellite can begin to leave orbit and get lost in space when the balance of your magnetic field to weaken enough to balance the centrifugal force. The passage of any large celestial body near the planet can also take away all the orbits of satellites in its line of tangency of gravity. Many of your satellites, NASA will inform you how, we at TMLL keep them off, not to admit that they are out of their orbits. By mid-2012 no satellite should be operational, unless they are released others in lower orbits. This should not happen because your space programs have been disabled. Question, Neil asks, many individuals and groups on the internet claim to be in contact with a being called Inki, who you will know was worshipped in Sumer as the god of water, wisdom and magic. These same individuals and groups currently claim Inki is an extraterrestrial scientist. A benevolent character, who, in his dealings with Earthlings, became fond of us, and ever since has played a big part in the development of the Western civilizations of Earth. Is Inki a real being? Neil, if you ask me for names, I translate the sound of those names and they mean nothing to me. To answer you, I'd have to know what planet he says is, have any real reference to answer. I have no idea who he is, but by your description should be a good person. One thing is not correct, there is no god of the water, and has that many more people rooting for you. It's just that no one is some kind of god, only brothers. Question, Antonio asks, you said there are planets 100 times larger than our sun. How can the inhabitants of those planets endure gravity, and their own weight? Antonio, there are giant planets, but that does not mean a tremendous force of gravity. The gravity force depends directly on the mass of the planet. These giant planets have compositions generally much less massive, have small cores, its magma has expanded to the limit, having cooled almost to the center. You've seen how the volcanic rocks are light? The day the Earth cooled completely, it will be 3 times larger than it is today, but will have the same mass, that is, the same force of gravity. Question, Judy asks, "My question is about those who managed to survive the disasters and what the government has planned. Will anyone come to save us? Can we trust people who want us to go with them? Will star beings find us survivors and help us? Can we trust the new elite leaders who survive and want to reboot this society? What should we do, as we will be very vulnerable, especially those of us who have small children?" Judy, "After all, we and other partners, we are here to help directly. Your elite to survive no longer have control of the situation. Also will not allow any other non-humanoid race interfere with the recovery of the new colony. We'll finally get permission to introduce ourselves to you openly. For those who have never believed that siblings outside the Earth will be an initial shock, but get used to the idea and easily adjust their doctrines to accept the truth of universal facts. Do not fight against the remnants of your current government, simply to protect themselves from them until everything returns to normal with our help." Question, Hatari asks, "I'm curious to know if the planet is going through the same stage as us. Where will the repeaters, is experiencing something similar to us, as government's tendency to control the population, UFO encounters, as well as tectonic movements, and the storms?" "Yes, this is a cycle that is always very similar. These planets are also fighting against aggression of societies, are unbalanced, and these societies will go through almost everything that you have gone this far. It will be difficult for the repeaters go through everything again. When they are aware of the fourth dimension, will regret not having better shaped his character to go one step further instead of going down. This is an extremely important opportunity in this change age. Who are on Earth is going too far, from those who had to turn back. Try to focus on the importance of this event." Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 42, May 29, 2011. Question, Some Mates asks, "Is there an alien energy field surrounding the solar system now?" "Yes, there is an energy field that is as a barrier of shock ahead of the dwarf star system that is approaching. When a large mass system travels at high speed through space, it creates a shock front of high energy that precedes it, opening the path between the gravitational forces and energy fields to make way for him. Your scientists should know that. That is why all the planets of the solar system are experiencing instability and heating, including your sun that will react to such trauma of the system with major CMEs. When the dwarf star withdraw from the solar system, there is a trace of this energy field also will act until the middle of your next year, keeping the system instability until dissipate. Question, Some Mates asks, "Something is scheduled to take place on December 24th this year? Well, it all depends on what the Community Galactica will do or not do. The dwarf star is advanced by the effect of acceleration on approximately 14 months or 3.2408 t-4 orbital time. That parcel was not calculated by your scientists in the original calculation because they had no effective mass of the system to place the relationship of gravitational interaction necessary for the calculation. If the orbits of dwarf star continue within the original forecast, the great amount of energy radiated by your sun, plus the energy emitted by the dwarf star will cause heating of the Earth, the TMS magma as a microwave. It will expand and this can trigger a complete rearrangement of your tectonic plates. The solstice of December 22 may cause in that time period the beginning a new weight distribution in the crust of the planet." Question, Mithy, "We have a movie here, with embossed filter, showing something bombarding the sun. You could tell what might be?" "Very good, this is one of the ships with scientists from the Community Galactica making interaction with probes of the same kind that are buried in Siberia and the South Atlantic, causing the relief of stress in hyperactive areas of your sun. This is an attempt to stabilization so that it does not react with much violence in this imminent approach of dwarf star. They are working hard to mitigate the consequences." Question, Payman asks, "There is an Iranian nuclear scientist who has discovered space propulsion and the structure of light and the Keshe neutron model. The neutron is composed of the three basic matters, matter, dark matter and antimatter. Is this all legit?" Paimon, your quantum science is way ahead with respect to all these concepts, but it is impossible for you at the current scientific stage synthesize the elements needed for practical uses of these theories. All of these technologies already exist and are used millions of years ago. When you are ready to receive these technologies for practical use, you will receive directly from alien scientists who will be assisting in your development from this new era. Question, Tade asks. Mithy, can you see this 10% of people which will continue to develop after the big event of Earth, if you pass them on the streets? Or from some base where you are at? Can you monitor them or to see their position on the planet? Tade, we can feel if a person has good frequency or not. But we do not have this as a database record. Do you have ethnic groups, with a good aura average, and others with stressed and loaded auras? But I understand the meaning of your question. Yes, we will rush to give initial support to the societies where the average frequency is higher, and so on. You have to help first to those who can join forces to save even more. This is the first basic rule to follow in a large-scale rescue. Question, Vikram asks, can you guys help us in the event such as, the nuclear weapons are launched before you disable them? I mean, can you detect them and disable them as flight before they impact? Surely Vikram, the Pleiadian probes can disable the missiles well before reaching any target. It will not have that kind of action because your governments know that as a fact. Question, Katamu asks, Mithy, you told people not to quit their jobs or move to a safe location until they are sure about succession of events, commercially shutting down of energy, electricity and banking. The problem is that when this dire situation starts it will be too late for anyone trying to get to a safe location. Katamu, I told you stay on alert. In early September when you see a dwarf star beside your sun, this is the sign that you have at least a week to execute your plans and scripts for the local previously chosen. Rent a trailer while your credit cards still work, put everything inside and out of vacation or achieve a medical leave for a few days. That will not raise suspicion of your intentions. Do not try to warn all others with a bullhorn. All ones death during these events are already secured their rightful places. Those who have taken the initiative to be informed of events may try to stay here and survive all this. Some ethnic groups that may survive will regret not to have died in the beginning. Question, Mithy, Zeta asks, have you made a complete copy of the internet for your records? If so, how often do you update the copy? I was hoping to embed some information for my future incarnation. Have you done this experiment before? A digital love letter to thine own self? Zeta, we do not access your computer network directly. Our systems accessing your system only to give us the answers about random subjects or some other specific data. Our systems communicate with any system. We need not make backups, we consult it all in real time. Whatever happened to this colony is already properly stored in the databases of the Community Galactica. Leave a message for yourself. It would be really impossible to be rescued by you in another incarnation. Your memories are accessible only in proportion as a greater percentage of your brain function is released. This will happen gradually, depending directly on your level of frequency. The higher the frequency of the planet where you are allocated, the greater the release of brain functions of those born there. The only place where the natives of the third dimension can remember its history is when they are in the fourth dimension, waiting for a reincarnation. Question, Wayne asks, Mithy, once we are ready to be reborn you said we can stay in the fourth dimension for as long as we want? Are the spirits that are around us now in the fourth dimension? Wayne, when you go into the fourth dimension, which is the density of your spirit when you're still in the process of incarnations in the third dimension, you can take time to rethink your values. You can even choose to return to a level lower frequency to act as a missionary to help old acquaintances or even an entire community. Usually what happens is you end up following your class by going to colonies that are in your cycle of vibration, because only those places you can continue to develop. Everything is very personal. Nothing is imposed, and this is the meaning of free will. No spirit is haunting you or to your side, Only thoughts could be directed from fourth to third dimension.